Hey guys, and welcome to season 3 of the Us People podcast. I'm your host, Savia Rocks, and in this season, I get to make my guests laugh, cry, and even make them think about life a little differently with the questions I fire over to them, which digs into their lives and professions a little differently. We even had a chance to change up the intro, giving you a fresh new sound. I look forward to sharing season 3 of the Us People podcast with you. Let's go.
Hey, my name is Richard Tilley, and I'm a badass. And you're listening to the Us People podcast with Savia Rocks.
I love it.
Made up my mind, now's my time to shine. Now's my time to shine. Time that you let go, time that you let go. Now's my time to shine. Now's my time to shine.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Yes People podcast. I'm your host, Savvy Rocks, and today I've got the lovely Richard Tilley here with me. Richard is a technician. He is also he does a lot of screen printing. He's a badass, basically. I know we said it just before we came on, but he definitely is. But he also has such a humble nature even before we started talking. I could feel his energy come through, and we were just talking about that. Richard is also two of the best things that you can be in the world, which is a husband and a father. Richard, I want to thank you so much for coming on the Us People podcast. How are you?
I'm so happy. That was incredible. Thank you. I feel better just from you saying those things that you said, because I work hard at those things.
But you are those things. So yeah, you should feel the energy of them. No, you're more than welcome. You are more than welcome, Richard. My first question for you, which is a question I'm sure you know, but everybody who comes on the show, I love to ask this question. Could you tell us a bit about your background of where you grew up and how that influenced you to be the person who you are today?
Well, that's a big question. I grew up in a city called Moreno Valley in Southern California. And this city, if I was to try to describe it, it was multicultural. There's Hispanics, there's Blacks, there's Whites. I grew up with literally a melting pot of different cultures. So I really feel that helped in my view of the world. I grew up within like a Hispanic family. I had to learn to speak Spanish really early on because my mom married my stepdad, and he was Hispanic and spoke no English. So all my family that came from that marriage were all Hispanic, and they didn't speak English. So I grew up with those people, and so I learned to speak Spanish really early on, which was cool because I actually use it throughout my whole life. I was raised in a different culture than I guess I was intended to. And it gives me appreciation for other cultures as opposed to only knowing one. So that's, I feel like, why I am the way that I am. You know, when I travel, I love to be in other cultures and see how they live, and the language and the music and, the people. You know, I really like, that's a part of my job that I really enjoy. And as far as influence, I have a Southern California style, the tattoos and that whole thing. And I feel like that's kind of been something that's separated me from a lot of people. Just looking at me, I look a lot different than a lot of people. And I love the tattoos just because for me, it's like a timeline. You know, I can look at any single tattoo that I have and I can remember where I was at mentally, where I was at spiritually, what music I was listening to at the time, who I was hanging out with. My whole vibe, I can literally tap into that just by looking at the tattoo. So I think that's really cool. And as far as the screen printing goes, that was something that I tried for the first time in high school. I was in an art class and we printed a t-shirt, and I didn't even realize that that moment was actually something that was going to stay with me for the rest of my life. And that I still do to this day. And, you know, I'm 30, about to be 38 this year. So it's pretty incredible.
It sounds good to me. It sounds like a good journey. I know that you've had trials and tribulations through your journey. As I was reading one of your posts on your Instagram, And there was a point in your life where you actually wanted to end it all. And this is a question that will reflect what I'm about to say to you. Define who you are as a person. Who do you see when you look in the mirror? And what does your reflection say back to you? But on the flip side of that question, Richard, has there ever been a moment in time where you have looked in the mirror and not recognized the reflection staring back at you? How did you manage to overcome that to become who you are today and be the positive person who has the gratitude that I can feel that you are?
That's an amazing question as well. For the first big season of my life, my first 33 years, I want to say, I didn't know what it meant to look at yourself and know yourself. I just saw a person in the mirror that I was supposed to take care of. I never actually saw the person inside of that person. So I didn't know what that meant. So I never looked at myself in the mirror in the sense of, you know, getting to know that person in that reflection. I know that there was a big amount of time where I wasn't able to even look myself in the eyes in the mirror because I was so disappointed with the human being that I was, which ultimately led to that post you were talking about, you know, me wanting to take my life. I felt that I had done so much bad that it was impossible. It was let's say you're playing in a video game, and you get to, you make a certain amount of moves and then the only move left is death. And that's how I saw it. I actually tried to pull that trigger, not necessarily on a weapon, but, you know, to succeed with taking my life. And somehow, some way, you know, through the grace of God, I was spared. And I knew that was something I wasn't supposed to take that lightly. That was a huge message. So I turned a corner in my mind just hours after trying to take my life. And I decided to never go back to that mentality or that mindset that I was ever in, you know, as far as being a victim, not thinking that I can make amends with the people that I've wronged, you know, not being able to overcome the traumas from things that happened in my childhood. I decided to just take the wheel and control every aspect of those things that bothered me myself. So if that, like, for instance, with my wife, you know, I did a lot of wrong with her, and every single day I make intentional deposits into our relationship account to make sure that she knows that I adore her and that I see her as I'd never seen her before. And every day that grows stronger and stronger. I make intentional deposits with my children to make sure that they completely know that I'm here, I'm present, and that I love them and that I want to see them thrive. I do that with my friends. I check in with people on a daily basis and make sure that everybody knows that they're cared for. And if they need anything, I'm there for them. And even with business associates, you know, I do the same thing, let them know that I appreciate them. And through that, through making these steps of taking control, I was able to look myself for the first time in the eyes. I would say this happened about 4 years ago, and I was actually proud of the person that I was looking at. And that was that was a huge moment for me because I never thought I'd be able to do that. So.
Yeah. So, you know what? When I know right now, unfortunately, Richard can't see me, but I can see Richard. And it's the most beautiful thing when you're able to see and feel someone when they're talking to you, and there's a truth and an emotional connection when you ask somebody a question and they're genuinely giving you the truth of an answer. And I just got that now from Richard. And I just want to share that with everyone, because you don't get that often when you're interviewing people. But when you do, you know you got it.
Yeah, my eyes are watering right now, actually, thinking about everything that I don't really think of things in retrospect. I don't like to live in the past very much. So, you know, just kind of remembering all that and saying it out loud, actually, I felt that.
Thank you for sharing it with us, because I know it means a lot to you.
Thank you.
What empowers you as a person now? Because this is important. So you've been through, you told me about the beginning of your life. You told me about what you've been through. But what empowers you now as a person to succeed? Because everybody has a different definition of what success is to them. It could be just waking up in the morning, could be having cancer and seeing another day, could be passing your driving test. There are so many ways to define success. What empowers you and what makes you want to succeed and be that badass that you are every day?
Because I know that it's my God-given mission. You know, a few years ago, I had surrendered to God, and I let his power run through me as opposed to trying to fight what my real gifts were. I don't know why I was doing that for so long, kind of swimming against the stream. But when I started swimming with the stream, things moved differently. They manifested differently for me. You know, I had done this challenge called 75 Hard, which was Andy Frisella's challenge of doing these five tasks for 75 days straight. And I completed this challenge, and I felt that it wasn't even me that was doing it. There was something else that was telling me that I had to forge myself into a new character, and I had to do it. There was a reason. There was something pushing me to do it beyond my own personal discipline and willpower. And you know, I surrendered to that, and I just every day I didn't feel like doing it. I still did. I was running in the snow and the rain. It didn't matter. I was out there every day doing what I had to do. And, you know, I think that there's something that's pushing me to achieve for this greatness that I see in my third eye. There's a specific character or person that I see very, very specifically. It's very clear to me who this person is and what they look like and their characteristics, their habits, the type of person they are, the type of person that they're perceived as. And I think that is what I'm supposed to be working for. So each day I kind of just move further and further into that direction so that when I do take that rocking chair test later in life, I can say that I did meet the ultimate version of myself.
I believe you have a guardian angel watching over you, which has the energy and the ability to carry you when you're at your worst and to push you when you're at your best.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
We all have them. It's just sometimes, especially when we're at our worst, we have a tendency not to think that they're there because we're focusing on the door that's closing and we're focusing on the bad energy around us that's draining us, basically. Mm-hmm. Everything in the world is about energy. Everything. And it just depends on who we are at that specific moment in time and in our lives that will either drive us upwards or downwards. So I totally understand.
I think that I'm super blessed to have the self-realization and the self-awareness to understand what that actually means, and to understand that vibrating at a high frequency allows the doors of abundance to open for you much more than if you're living in your root chakra and you're not doing too well.
That's true. That's absolutely true. I know you like educating people. I know you are a giver of information. Mm-hmm. One thing that I have noticed, and I want you to shed some light on this, is there are a lot of people, for example, doing screen printing, but some people can give you misinformation because they see you as the competition. A lot of people have said that to me, especially when they knew I was going to have an interview with you. So they wanted me to ask you the question of how do you know when you are getting the right information for you to be able to go out there and do screen printing? Is there a specific direction you need to go in? Is there certain people you should listen to or should not listen to? How do you know? Because there's so much in the world, especially with media.
Okay. That's another great question. I really like this. I have been blessed with discernment. I can read people very well based on their energies, body language. I can see their frequency. So I know 100% from my instinct alone that who is authentic and who is not. And with that, I play my cards based on my gut instinct with that person. So if I feel that they're giving me bad information, I'll just take it with a grain of salt. Okay. And if I feel that they're being genuine and they really do want to help, I do tend to. And those people, I mean, they're known for being those type of people that help. So it's not, you know, there's a difference between someone who you know wants to create other leaders and someone who just wants to see you crumble. Yes. You just know, you just feel it. You know, they don't even have to say a word, and I just being in their presence, I could tell what that type of person is. And so I focus all my energy on associating myself with people with the energy that I know is positive and that they're going to give you sound information.
I like that. I definitely like that. For people who, another question which is related to that one, for people who don't have the money, because this is also very important. I know any profession you want to go in costs money, especially if you want to do it professionally. For anybody who is just starting out, who doesn't have the money, who's coming from a poorer background, but has the creativity and has the ambition and the drive to be able to want to get to where they want to, Richard, what information would you give them about being able to just start out? What equipment do they need? Where do they need to go? What about materials? These are all important things. How do they educate themselves more to be abundant with what they want to do, but also be the best at what they do?
Well, there's a lot of parts to that, but
yeah,
I'll start from square one. If you have no resources, which is almost impossible, but let's just say on your capital side, you don't have, you know, financial resources. You're more than welcome to work with another screen print shop. I think that if you're coming from ground zero where you have zero experience, but you have all this creativity, I would definitely work with whatever shop that is in the area that you feel aligns with your values and where you're going with your journey. If it's a grimy shop, kind of tattoo shop kind of vibe, you know, there's places for you there. If you're more on the high level corporate side, depending on, again, where your vision is with the game, you go, there's shops, you know, for that as well. As far as, I mean, really just right away, just align yourself with the right people. You know, I mean, you're going to run into a lot of wrong ones, but at least align yourself with people who kind of understand what your vision is with the industry and that will support that as well. Because I mean, even for me, like when I had my own personal shop and that's all I did, even though we had business booming, it still wasn't putting me in the position in the places that I wanted to be personally. So when I revisited how I wanted my business model to be, I got with a different crew of people, and they have a lot more power behind them, a lot more resources. So when I explained my vision to them, they were all in. And because of my experience, you know, printing previously, they trusted that when I said I was going to do something, that I was going to do it and I was going to do it well. And so they were willing to invest their resources into me. So that's kind of that's all I did was invest in myself and then proved my value to the market. And then somebody came and invested in me.
See, I like that. Guys, I have this thorough belief that no matter where you're from, no matter how little or how much you have, if you are meant to have something in life, it will be destined for you. And I think Richard is proof. I think even I am proof that no matter what is going on in your life, ups or downs, you will get to where you want to. You just need to graft. I'm not going to turn around and say it's easy. You do need to graft for what you want in life, but there will be a door that will open for you where you will get that opportunity. I don't know if Richard would agree with me, but he does, which is nice. So you just need to graft. And sometimes you need to graft a lot harder than the next person, but never look at somebody else's success, okay? Mm-hmm. That's something I would definitely always say, because that will make you fall if you look at somebody else's success. So that's something else. Another one I have for you, Richard, is could you tell me a day enriches life from when you wake up in the morning to maybe when you're with your family to when you're getting creative to maybe when you're sent out, you know, as a technician or doing screen printing. What is a day in Rich's life like?
That's a good question. Okay. So I have a code that I live by. It's an 18-6 code. So I'm awake 18 hours a day and I sleep 6 hours a day. So that way I'm not losing a lot of my life in sleeping. I don't even like sleeping, to be honest with you. And I don't mean that in the sense of being like a tweaker or anything like that, but I feel like I could get more done if I didn't have to sleep so much. So I wake up typically between 4 and 5 a.m. That time is dedicated to mapping out my day. It's dedicated to meditation. It's dedicated to sometimes I'll get yoga in there. And I spend that time with my wife and my family early in the morning. It's kind of like I like to fill my head with a lot of good information. I'll do my reading first thing in the morning. A lot of times I'll read a chapter and I'll find that one page or that one line that really resonated with me. So I'll kind of take a picture of that and share that one on my Instagram. Yeah. And so my mornings are typically dedicated to me and my wife, you know, because that's really all of our time that we have to really just without somebody from the outside needing something or wanting something. So we use that time for ourselves to kind of fill up our gratitude cup so that we have enough to spill over onto everybody else. Then it goes into spending time with the children. We do something at home called unschooling, where we don't do homeschooling. It's something similar to homeschooling, but it's completely disconnected from any of the school districts. So we do, if we want to teach our kids agriculture, if we want to teach our kids hunting, if we want to teach our kids, what an EIN number is, how to start an LLC. We have the freedom to do, we can teach them anything that we choose to teach them as opposed to what the school district wants them to learn. So we focus on what the plan is for that. And then I go to the office between 8 and 9 a.m., just depending on what my day looks like. And then I'm here till, you know, this is where all my creativity and magic happens. So yeah. I'm not going to sell myself short on that, but I'm constantly in here figuring out what the next big move is. And I just stay on top of that at all times. And sometimes I get called out to where I have to fly to other locations. But I like the time that I'm here in the warehouse. This is like my fantasy factory, I guess you could say. And then I get off about 5 o'clock. And even during the day, like instead of me taking a lunch, what I do is I'll have like my green shake or a protein shake and I'll just go run. I'll go run like 3 to 5 miles. I'd rather use that time wisely than to just be sitting around doing nothing or eating. And then in the afternoons, I'll go home, go out, maybe go to the pool with the kiddos. I like to do a lot of grounding practices. So there's a lot of area with where we can ground our feet, around our house. And so we'll do that, go ride bikes, go hang out with the dog, with my wife, we just kind of go out and do our family thing. Then we're doing dinner, you know, evening time with the family, baths, you know, getting ready for the next day. And then at the end of the evening is when my wife and I like to reconnect and just kind of make sure that we're both on the same page and we're in communication and harmony with what our goals and plans are, and then get a little bit of sleep.
I like that. It sounds like a full day, but it sounds like a positive day. Like every minute is accounted for.
Yes, yes. Correct. So I get up around 4 to 5 and I'm up till, you know, 10 or 11 PM. And that way I can get the complete fullness out of the day. So I a lot of times I hear people sleep like 10 hours a day. Well, you're leaving yourself only 14 hours a day beyond that to live your life, or even 8 hours a day. So that, you know, that's still a lot of sleep. You know, if you're sleeping 8 hours a day, that's a third of your life that you're spending sleeping. That's insane. So I choose to live my life, not, sleep my life away.
I was going to say that too. Sleep my life.
Yeah.
I was going to say that too. Who and what has been your influence in life? So is there anybody that you would like to say, you know what, these people have been the influences in my life and have driven me to a great place?
Currently, a friend of mine that I manifested into my life, his name is Ryan Moore. He owns one of the largest screen printing distribution companies here in the United States. And he's also a majority share owner, I believe, of the company that I work for now. He is somebody that we do business together and all that, but we're connected. You know, he listens to me. I give him advice and vice versa. I listen to a lot of the stuff he has to give because he's incredible. He's older than I am, and he's probably way more driven than I am. I don't know how he does it, but the guy's an animal. So I definitely look up to him and want to be like him. And I have people that I pay attention to on business related stuff. I have people that I pay attention to on spiritual related stuff, and people I pay attention to on, you know, the craft. So there's inspirations in every direction that I go, because I'm not just like a one layered person. So
yeah,
it's kind of all over the place.
I like it. That definitely makes sense to me. What is the earliest experience that you remember learning that language and creativity has power in everything you do?
Can you ask, what's the question again?
Yeah, certainly. What was the earliest experience that you remember learning that language and creativity has power in everything that you do?
I think that's more something that's happened recently than ever. I think that through my spiritual awakening, and through my understanding of real knowledge, I think that I've found that language is what manifests everything, and language in itself is creative. There's specific language that you can use that you don't even realize is actually hurting you, that you're literally casting a spell with your language. So, I try to avoid using certain words, and just doing that in general is creative in itself. But I guess that's the best way that I can really answer, is it's been more recently than ever that I've discovered all this.
That sounds cool to me. If music is a healer, what one song would you say is the healer of your soul?
There's a song that I really like. It's called Breathe from a band called Angels and Airwaves.
That sounds cool.
That song is something that really touches my heart when it comes to my wife. And then there's another song by Angels and Airwaves. That one is called, let me look it up. I know it off the top of my head, but The Adventure. And that one is more dedicated to my daughters. I feel like that one, it's called The Adventure. So it's about you not being able to live this life without this person, this adventure that you're living with them. And so for my wife, that the song Breathe, and for my kiddos, The Adventure.
I like that. What does forgiveness mean to you?
Well, I feel like it means releasing that energy. You know, there's people that I've wronged that have forgiven me. There's people that have wronged me that I've forgiven. And I feel like once you release that energy, it's freeing. It's the most freeing thing to be forgiven and to forgive. You can move forward. You know, I heard something even last night where somebody had, it was a show that my wife was like, look, there's a lot of good messages in this show. I think you should watch it. And I was like, all right, I don't watch TV at all. But she's like, you got to see this. So this guy had shot this girl in the back and put her in a wheelchair. And somehow, by the grace of God, she was able to walk again. Well, she went up to the guy and said that she forgave him afterwards. And he was a super alcoholic at the time because he was so down on himself for doing what he did. And when she came to see him after being able to walk again, she's like, this is exactly what I expected your life to be like, you know, living in a trailer, drinking because of the person you are. She goes, just know that I forgive you. And so he started going to AA meetings. And in the AA meeting, the pastor that was talking to him says, she's forgiven you for what you did. God forgives you for what you did. So what's left? And the only thing left is for him to forgive himself for what he did so that he can move forward with his life. And I thought that that was so powerful. And so I think that forgiveness, just forgive, you know, it's only going to hurt you if you don't, you know.
A lot of people become bitter when they don't forgive. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the biggest things as well.
Yeah, 100%.
What are you most proud of that you stand for as an individual in this universe?
Being true to myself. Like, no matter what other people think, none of that stuff even matters. It's personally being true to who I am at my core.
I like that.
Living by my actual values and morals, and every decision being based on those.
That sounds cool to me. What is the best advice you have ever received, and how has it helped you in your life?
Best advice I've ever received was practicing something that I do called Core Four, where you make deliberate, intentional deposits into the four main accounts that matter in your life every single day: your mind, your body, your relationships, and your business. Every single day, I make deliberate, intentional actions in each one of those categories that moves my life forward. And since I've learned this system, my life has completely done a 180, the complete opposite direction. So knowing how I want to live my day, setting the attention and gratitude practices, all combined with this Core Four, makes every day a good day.
I like that. If there was one quote that represents who you are as a person, what quote would you choose, and why would you choose that particular quote?
I'll read it to you right now.
I like that.
So there's different ways that it's said in the scripture, but iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens the face of his neighbor.
I like that. You can perceive it so many different ways.
So iron sharpens iron, meaning that this person sharpens me. Mm-hmm. I sharpen my neighbor. We're all people helping sharpen each other out. So iron sharpens iron. And so that is, I have designs with that quote written on it. That is the most important thing to me, because once you learn a certain thing, if you don't take time to sharpen your fellow man, then it's almost as if it were for nothing. Because if you don't pay it forward, what good is you having that knowledge? And that's why it's so important for me to give out knowledge the way I do. Because
I like that.
These are things that sharpen me, and then, okay, let me go and sharpen someone else.
When was the last time you felt totally at peace with yourself?
Right now.
That sounds good to me. It definitely sounds good to me. I have two more for you. Well, actually, I might throw in an extra one. But this extra one is for all your fans and followers. We all have them out there who follow what we do, who love what we do, who look up to us. And this is a question that I would love to ask you. What advice would you give your fans, followers, who want to go in the direction of what you're doing, who want to be someone great? What advice would you give them about making steps? And even if they're going through hardship, what would you tell them to keep them going?
So, to start, if they don't know where they're going, any road will take them there. So for one, make sure you have a clear, crystal clear vision in your mind of who you want to be. That way you can reverse engineer your life to make sure that you can be that person. And so with that, if you understand exactly what that person looks like that you strive to be, you can see exactly how that person diets, how that person reacts with their children, how that person is with their spouse, how that person treats themselves, how that person treats their neighbors, their community, what that person's work ethic looks like, that person's diet, that person's exercise regimen, and you just do those things. You can be the ultimate version of yourself. Now, I think that you have to have an unlimited amount of faith in yourself, and you have to always bet on yourself, because you know that you will always win if you believe in yourself. If you have an unshakable belief in yourself that you are meant to be great and that you are going to succeed, then I think the rest of it, all the universes will deliver all the lessons that you need in order to become the person that you want to be. So I think that when those lessons finally do show themselves, and they will, depending on how you, what vibration you're setting yourself at and how high you're keeping that vibration for how long, you will be thrown every single obstacle, some multiple at one time, but they're all there, and you have to be self-aware to know that those challenges are there to get you to where you're trying to go to. And so you take those challenges with a smile on your face, no matter how deep or how light they are. You got to embrace it, and you got to just enjoy the journey to becoming that version of yourself.
That's a brilliant answer. That is such a brilliant answer. What would you like your legacy to be when you feel, and I remember you saying something small in the beginning of the interview, but what would you like your legacy to feel when you feel, and only when you feel like you have done enough in the world? How would you like people to remember you as an individual and in the world?
Well, like I said before, I want to be known as a badass. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's an intention that is set on a daily basis for me. On top of everything else that I have to do, I always make sure that I know that I want to be a motherfucking badass. All right. Mm-hmm. And then secondly, a man who served. Okay. I want to be known. Who better to walk in the shoes than Jesus Christ? And I want to know that what I've, the knowledge that I've accumulated over my time here on earth was not just wasted into one person. I delivered that onto other people. I spread a message of positivity, of strength, of willpower. I want to be known as somebody, well, I will be known as somebody that did serve in a good way and on a high, high level. So it's just a matter of where that presents itself for me. You know, I'm working towards that on a daily basis.
I think you've got a long journey ahead of you, and you've got some serious light shining your way. So you've got to just keep on pushing, and definitely I can feel that. Definitely feel that. Oh, you're welcome. Finally, my last question for you, Richard, is if anybody would like to get in contact with you the same way I had the privilege of getting in contact with you, where can they find you on all your social media platforms?
Well, I'm primarily I'm on Twitter and stuff, but I just kind of use that to drop quotes. I'm not active on there. My primary, platform that I'm on is Instagram, and it's King_Tilly. I think that's it, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. I know that I think on Twitter I had to make something different because that one was taken, but I think it's KingTilly19 on Twitter. Hit me on the cell, 402-838-0119. You need like anything, that. Just reach out. I'll do it like Mike Jones.
Oh, I like that. Richard, I want to thank you so much for coming on the Yes People podcast, for showing your gratitude, your compassion, your kindness, and your willingness to be truthfully who you are as an individual. I have so much gratitude to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless you. Seriously. This is awesome.
Thank you so much.
I haven't had a good conversation like this in a while.
Oh, that feels good for me to hear. Believe me.
Yeah.
That feels good. It means a lot for me to interview people truly from the heart.
Yes.
So Richard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And guys, thank you so much for listening to the Ask People podcast. And please remember, you can subscribe and leave us a review on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, and any other platform that you prefer listening to. Please also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And you can also donate or sponsor the Ask People podcast by simply going to the Savvy Rocks website or just typing in paypal.me/AskPeoplePodcast. Guys, thank you so much for listening. Stay happy. Stay positive, and as always, please continue to be kind to one another.
That was awesome. Yeah, that was good. That was really good. I don't really have these type of conversations with too many people. So I just think that there's just not enough people with that level of depth for them to even ask questions like that. Yeah, I think that there was a group of us that were sent down here to do some real work. And no matter how that manifests for you, whether it be a podcast or Instagram or whatever it may be, there's a level of positivity that we were destined to bring to this planet. So I think that people like yourself and myself kind of recognize that and do our best to do our part.
Too far, what's ahead of me? One day at a time, just enjoy the ride. Open those eyes, see the light. Ignite that fire inside it. Let it breathe breath into life. Push all your fears to the side. Control your mind, it's all alright. Enjoy your life, the joy is mine. Commit to you, you got the tools. Everything you do, you make the rules. So